This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. On his first overseas trip since taking office, President Joe Biden is urging fellow world powers to help low-income nations beat COVID-19. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Before the G7 summit's formal start in England, the president announced the U.S. will buy and donate a half billion vaccine doses to nearly 100 countries.
We're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic.
He says fellow leaders will lay out their own steps tomorrow.
It is in all of our interest to have the global economy begin to recover as well.
The president says the U.S. is not seeking favors or concessions from any nations who get the shots, that it's instead America's humanitarian obligation to help save lives. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten the COVID vaccination. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The CDC reports some 275 cases of heart inflammation, mostly in young men between the ages of 16 and 24. It's occurred after a second shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, among 12 million people being vaccinated. But still, the agency will conduct further testing to see if these cases are linked to the vaccines or another cause. Inflammation can stem from infections, including a case of COVID, as well as certain medicines. And there have been rare reports following other types of vaccines. The CDC says the inflammation is very rare and shouldn't stop anyone over age 12 from getting vaccinated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Russian authorities have ordered Facebook and the messaging app Telegram to pay steep fines for failing to remove banned content. A Moscow court fined Facebook a total of $236,000 and Telegram $139,000. Earlier this year, Russia's state communication watchdog, Roskomnadzor, started slowing down Twitter and threatened it with a ban, also over alleged failure to take down unlawful content. The crackdown unfolded after authorities criticized social media platforms that have brought tens of thousands of people into the streets across Russia this year to demand the release of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Iranian state TV says an Iranian destroyer and support vessel are now sailing in the Atlantic Ocean in a rare mission far from the Islamic Republic without offering the vessel's final destination. The trip by the new domestically built destroyer Sahand and the intelligence gathering vessel Makran was announced on Thursday. It comes amid U.S. media reports that cited anonymous American officials as saying the ships were bound for Venezuela. The Associated Press could not immediately confirm the ship's destination. The vessels departed from Iran's southern port of Bandar Abbas. Iran described it as the Navy's longest and most challenging voyage yet, without elaborating. A new survey finds the United States' image has improved worldwide since President Joe Biden took office. AP's Jennifer King has details.
A Pew Research Center survey conducted in 16 countries found that favorable ratings of the United States have started to rebound after declining considerably during Donald Trump's presidency, growing as much as 30 percentage points since last year in nations like France and Germany. The majority of the citizens, 6 in 10, expressed confidence in President Biden to, quote, do the right thing in world affairs. In France, 74% of the public say they have confidence in Biden compared with just 11% for Trump. The survey found many nations are skeptical of the U.S. A majority across the 16 countries say the U.S. democracy used to be a good example but has not been in recent years. Jennifer King, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell for the sixth straight week as the U.S. economy reopens rapidly after being held back for months by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department reported Thursday that jobless claims fell by 9,000 to 376,000 from 385,000 the week before. Still, claims are high by historic standards. Before the pandemic brought economic activity to a near standstill in March of 2020, weekly applications were regularly coming in below 220,000. Reporting by remote, I'm David.